Praise God, you're listening to Kingdom Concepts. I'm Keith Fields. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to everyone who's listening on WSIV1540.com and WSIV Inspirational Radio in Syracuse, New York. Welcome to everyone who is listening on the internet all over the world. We have listeners in Hawaii and in Russia and in North Carolina and just all over the world. And it is just so exciting. Malaysia and the Arab Emirates. And I just want to say welcome to you all. Welcome to everyone who's listening on KingdomMinistries1.podomatic.com. All my friends on there, my followers, and welcome and hello to you and blessings to you. Everyone who listens on Facebook, on Kingdom Ministries Facebook, and on Kingdom Concepts Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry Facebook page, hello and blessings to you all. Thanks for your comments and questions and responses. And everyone who is listening on iTunes, all of the subscribers and those who download, and just blessings to you all. It's just an honor and a privilege to share this time with you and to delve into the Word of God. It's always a blessing. A day with the Lord is a good day. No matter if we have troubles, it's still a good day with the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're better off with the Lord at all times. We have hope in all things, in all situations. And it is beautiful, 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 and wondrous to know the Savior, Jesus Christ. And what a wonderful blessing it is to find mercy and in His name. Amen. And to find joy and peace and love through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing. And blessings to you all, and to those of us who do not have those relationships with Jesus Christ yet, and you're listening and you're searching, I pray that you will continue to grow and that you will continue to come into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and the revelation of who He is. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful, wonderful situation, a wonderful gift, and just a true blessing to know that you are in the hands of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your Word. Thank you, Lord, for all of those who labor in your Word to bring the gospel, the good news, to everyone, to lift you up and to praise you, Lord God, and to let all of the nations know that you are God and that you are Savior. Hallelujah. Lord, and I pray for all of those worship leaders and worshipers and people that have the gift of worship and the heart for worship, that lift your praises up in these dark times, Lord God, and create an atmosphere of godliness and praise and worship. Hallelujah. I thank you for them, Lord God, and I pray that you will strengthen our leaders and our the people that support them and all of the body of Christ, Lord God. I pray that you will continue to provide and protect and teach and lead. In your holy name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We have been talking about spiritual battles, spiritual warfare. We've been talking about separation. Hallelujah. We've been talking about salvation. We've been talking about the things that the Lord has established for those that would choose to live a life in Christ, for those who are in the body of Christ, and for those who are seeking, those who are looking to for answers, and those who are looking to see what this faith is about. We've been delving into some of the foundational concepts, some of the things that we don't delve into or concentrate on sometimes, some of the things that have profound effects on our lives. And and so going forward, we're going to get into a parable that Jesus taught, and we're going to talk about the wheat and the tares. And we find this parable in Matthew chapter 13. So let's go ahead and let's talk a little bit about these scriptures. Okay, in Matthew chapter 13, we read, let me see. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm starting off a little too far down. Let me go back to, we're in chapter 13, and let's go to verse 24, Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven, when we are translated into the kingdom of heaven through faith in Jesus Christ, we begin to fulfill those purposes that the Lord has ordained for us from the foundation of the earth. Those good works, we start to bear that fruit, which is the good works that the Lord has ordained for us to do. That is sowing the seed in the field. But 25 says, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. So this man sowed good seed, but his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. So here we're looking at the spiritual battle again. We're seeing that there is an enemy, and that this enemy will do things to undermine what God is doing. And one of the things that is mentioned here in this parable is tares, sowing the tares among the wheat. And so tares look just like the wheat, but the kernel is black. It doesn't give the same fruit as the wheat. It's not useful. The wheat is, but they have the same appearance. So this parable is saying that this man went and sowed good seed in his field. The wheat came up, but then the enemy, trying to destroy the work of his hands, came in while men slept and sowed tares among the wheat. And then went his way. So he had done what he wanted to do. He caused the confusion. He sowed the tares, and he was done. And so he knows that the tares are going to grow up, and they're going to cause the problem for in the harvest. They're going to cause the confusion. It's going to look like the field has more in it than what it does. It's going to undermine and pervert the work of the good man's hands. Hallelujah. And he did this while the men were asleep, while they weren't paying attention. Verse 26 says, "But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also." So it all grew up together. From the seeds, and they all grew up together, and then you say, "Hey, wow, there are tares among the wheat," and sometimes that's the way it is. There's a harvest planted, it's planted by the will of God, but things. Come into play that are not of God, that the enemy has put there to cause confusion or to undermine the good work that has been done. And there's a point where that becomes evident. Well, the servants in number 27, the servants of the householder came and said unto him, "Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares?" So you know you did. The servants are coming and saying, "Lord, we know that you did a good thing. You sowed good seeds. We know that you did a good thing. So why is this the tares here? Why is this profitless thing? Why is this thing going on in here that is not of you?" And he said to them, "An enemy has done this." The servant said unto him, "Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up?" So obviously, the Lord knows what's going on. And the servants are like, "Okay, well, what should we do? Should we go and separate these tares from the wheat? Should we go gather them up?" And the Lord in verse 29, he says, nay, which is no, "lest while you gather up the tares, ye root up the wheat with them." So the Lord is saying no, because see, when you start to pull up those tares and you start to go in there to gather those tares up, you're going to uproot some of the wheat too. In other words, you could actually, by going after those tares, you might actually do harm to the good work that's already been done. The disciples came to Jesus at one point, and they said, "Lord." They saw that other people were preaching in Jesus' name, and that they were casting out demons, and they were doing things in Jesus' name. They said, "Lord, they're doing these things, but they're not one of us." And Jesus said, "Leave them alone. If they're not against us, they're for us." So he was saying, "Hey, the work is getting done. My name is being lifted up, and the people are seeing, and they're learning. They're still receiving the gospel. They're still seeing the good works." And so the Lord said, "If they're not against us, they're for us." So it's the same thing that's coming up here in this parable. He's saying, "No, let them both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." So there will come a time, and the Lord will give the command, and they will be separated. And just like in the times of Noah and the ark, when the flood came upon the world as judgment, the Lord, through Noah, warned the people, and he provided an escape for them on the ark. But the door on the ark was open, and anyone was able to come into the ark. But the people chose to continue living the way they were living and ignore the admonitions of Noah. And at a certain point, the door to the ark was closed, and they could. And once they saw that it was what Noah had been saying was the truth, once the rains kept coming and the waters started rising, they started to realize they had missed their chance, and the judgment came, and the people were wiped out. This is the same thing that this parable is saying. They relate in that a time will come, and the Lord will have these tares separated. Well, we go on down, and in verse 37, and the Lord is explaining what this parable means. And so he says, "He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one." Amen. There are children of the kingdom, and there's children of the wicked one. This here is the separation again. That there's children of the kingdom of God, but also the wicked one has children. And the Lord is saying that this good seed that is having the good fruit, the wheat that is useful and bearing the good fruit, is the children of the kingdom of God. But the tares, they look like wheat, but they don't have the useful fruit. They are the tares of the wicked one, and they're sown in amongst the wheat. The good children, they're right amongst them. And the scripture is telling us that the enemy has done this, and the Lord knows it, and he sees it, and he has allowed them to grow together. Verse 39 says, "The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world." Amen. So the Lord is the Lord in the end of the world, when the judgment time comes, the Lord is going to sort them out, and he's going to have these tares gathered and burned into the fire. Verse 40, 41 says, "The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity." So the scripture here is saying that the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. So the enemy has sown, has children operating among the children of God. The enemy is constantly, here's the battle, and the enemy is infiltrating, and he is bringing offenses and blots and among the children of God, and people that don't understand and don't see can look, and they see things. They see the wheat and the tares, and at first glance they look like the same thing, but then they also notice the fruit. And so they are thinking that it's bad wheat, or bad children of God, but actually they are not children of God. They resemble children of God. They resemble children of the kingdom, but they are not. They are tares, and tares are not wheat. They look like wheat, but they don't bear the same fruit. Hallelujah. So at first glance, you look at the whole field, and you think that the whole field is the same thing, but it's not. And so when you pick out a tare, and you think that that's bad wheat, and it's not. The same thing can happen in the kingdom of God. When you look at you can look at a child of the wicked one that can appear as a child of the kingdom, but they're not. Amen. We have to have spiritual discernment, and we have to trust in the Lord in these matters. But the Lord has said that He is going to come, and He is going to have all these things that offend and do iniquity gathered up and cast into the fire, where there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me share with you, while we still have a little bit of time, a scripture out of 2 Timothy. Let's see here. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Now, in light of what we have just read, let's look at these verses. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So, it right here is our instructions in either to be a wheat or a tare. If you are going to be a wheat and you're going to name the name of Christ, the scripture here is saying depart from iniquity. The foundations of the Lord stand sure. The foundations have not been destroyed, but we do have elements in rebellion. We are wrestling against the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. And there has been tares sown. Amen. Let's go on. It says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Hallelujah. We have a choice, and there are going to be some among in the field. So there are going to be tares. There are going to be things and ones that bring dishonor to the work of God and to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But there are some that are going to be bring honor, and we have a choice of what it is, and it's through repentance and humbleness and submission to God and obedience. 21, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Hallelujah. We have to purge ourselves. We have to have repentant spirits and spirits of conviction to know these things that we're doing that bring offense and dishonor, and we have to purge ourselves from them. Sanctified in, okay, so if a man purges himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. The scripture goes on to say, flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Amen. Know who they are that labor among you in the word. Know who the other good ones that are vessels of honor. Honor them and labor with them, and be in peace and charity and faith with them, and follow after righteousness, which is found in Jesus Christ. Amen. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. Hallelujah. Don't get caught up in foolish and things. trust in the Lord and follow after Him and keep your heart full of love and do these things, faith, charity, and peace. And you won't, you don't get into these strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach in patience, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Hallelujah. So even though they're among us, we should be patient, and we should in meekness instruct them that oppose themselves, because a lot of times these people are actually opposing themselves because they are in rebellion to the word of God, because they're bringing dishonor to God, and they will be judged for that, and they will have to they will be given the reward of their works just the same as every other man, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Hallelujah. So we are trying to instruct them and trying to help them, and to come to repentance and to acknowledgement of the truth, if that be God's will. And number 26, and it says, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. And that's how they're sown among the wheat. That's how the tares are sown among the wheat, because they are taken captive. The scripture says, to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, the same has become your master. You can obey God. You can come submit yourselves to his word. You can be repentant of your sins, and you can come to Jesus Christ, and you can receive righteousness through Jesus Christ, and through the Holy Spirit you can receive guidance and by acknowledging God in all of your ways, he will direct your paths, and you can become a child of the kingdom. But if you decide to rebel, and you decide to submit to the lusts of the flesh in your nature, and to practice sin and live in ways that bring dishonor to the kingdom of God and to the work of God, then you are submitting to the wicked one, and that wicked one can direct your path or leave you to yourself to oppose yourself and to do those things that are inconvenient and those things that will bring you into his deeper into his snare and into the judgment and the wrath of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And I would encourage you to go ahead and on your own to read chapter 3, and it goes even more into depth. Hallelujah. We're out of time today, and we don't have time to go much further with this, but I hope you've been blessed by it, and I hope that you would continue to tune in, because it's always a blessing to share the word of God, and may you increase in the knowledge and the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I pray that all who don't know the Lord intimately or know him at all will come into a deeper relationship, and that the Lord will grant you mercy and forgiveness. And I pray that a spirit of repentance and be prevalent in this nation, that we shall all come to the saving knowledge of God. In Jesus' name, amen. My name is Keith Fields. You've been listening to Kingdom Concepts. Thank you for tuning in.